Good morning.
早晨。
I'd like to once again welcome all the friends amongst us.
再一次嚟到歡迎嚟到我當中嘅朋友們。
And greeting to all the brothers and sisters in the Lord.
主內嘅弟兄們安好。
I'd like to first read a passage from the Bible.
願意首先喺聖經裏邊讀一段嘅經文。
It's recorded in the book of Genesis.
在聖經的創世記
Chapter 3
第三章
Verse 7
第七節
Genesis is the first book in the Bible.
創世記是聖經裏面的第一卷書
Chapter 3 verse 7
三章七節。
In the first few chapters of the book of Genesis,
在創世記頭幾章裏面呢
I recorded how God had made man.
記錄了神怎樣來做人。
It also recorded how man fall away from their relationship with God.
也記載了人怎樣來離開神。
Man become disobedient.
人嚟到反叛神。
Man become independent of God.
人唔再要靠神嚟到存活。
And in verse 7, it recorded what happened.
喺第七節嚟呢度記錄咗發生嘅事情。
Let's hear I read.
請聽我嚟到讀。
Then the eyes of both of them, that's Adam and Eve, were open, and they realized that they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together.And make covering for themselves.
他们二人的眼睛就明亮了，才知道自己是赤身露体，便拿无花果的叶子，无花果树的叶子为自己编作裙子。
I want you to pay attention to the word nakedness.
想大家来到留心赤身露体这四个字。
This is not just referring to the physical part of the nakedness.
这个不单单是指着身体上边的赤身露体。
This is referred to there's a lack, there's a deprive with Adam and Eve.
这里乃是讲到在亚当和夏娃身上边有一个缺乏。
There's a lack that nothing can fill their need.
乃是说到在他们那里一个需要是没有东西能够填补供应的。
There's a lack of security.
在他们身上没有安全感。
There's a feeling of being vulnerable.
在有一个感觉就是很容易被袭击。
So when Adam and Eve fall away from the relationship with God,
所以当亚当和夏娃离开了神
the Bible recorded they become naked.
圣经就说他们赤身露体。
They lost their security.
他们没有安全感。
They have nothing to hold on to.
他们没有东西能够找得住。
They have no true meaning in life.
在生命里面没有真正的意义。
This morning I'd like to actually start out sharing with you some of the news that's been happening in the last couple of weeks.
早上与大家来分享在过去几个礼拜在新闻里面我们常常听到的事。
I'm sure everyone is aware of the tragedy of the Hurricane Katrina.
相信大家都听过这个的台风Katrina 所带来那些的灾难。
It struck the Gulf Coast overnight.
这个的巨型的台风呢就来侵袭这个西哥湾这个城市。
Over 90,000 square miles of land were being struck.
在一晚之内呢有九万平方里的这个土地就被这个台风来掠过。
It was a category 5 hurricane.
是五级的 大台风。
They said that the wind was as high as 145 miles per hour.
这个台风呢个风速高达145英里。
And the coast was pounded by 25 feet tall of storms.
咁而呢个海湾呢被呢个25尺高嘅巨浪嚟袭击。
It struck the area of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama.
就嚟到襲擊呢個路易斯安那州、阿拉巴馬州啊，同埋密西西比州三個州。
I want to read an article from the U.S. News.
啊，願意喺呢個啊美國新聞週刊啊上邊一篇文章啊，引一啲我讀出嚟俾大家聽。
It said it didn't look like America.
啊，呢度講話真係唔似美國。
The exodus of stunned refugee wading through waist high water.
啊，嗰啲驚懼驚恐嘅難民啊！灾民是在这些漩涡里面要逃出来。
Carrying only what mattered the most.
所带的只能够他们最重要的随身物件。
The sick relatives.
病的亲戚。
Bundled babies.
扎起的 BB。
Storm-soaked family Bibles.
最重要的是家庭的圣经但已经被水浸泡了。
It looked like another country, the kind of place where armed bandits outnumber police.
好似喺另外一个好落后嘅国家，嗰啲强盗啊，数目仲多过呢个警察嘅。
And desperate families search garbage dumpster for food.
有啲绝望嘅家庭周围去嗰啲垃圾堆里边嚟揾食物。
A place where the poorest of the poor die in the heat.
那些穷人里面的穷人呢在这个高热里面要死去。
The corpses ignore on the side of the land.
尸体布满了地面。
Across the Gulf Coast.
在墨西哥湾那里。
Lifelong residents who thought they have seen it all were left with nothing in the wake of a storm.
那些一生之久在这些地方居住的人以为他已经习惯寻常见过这些事情了。但是呢经过这个风暴之后呢他们一无所有。
And this is supposed to be the most devastating natural disaster ever in the land of the America.
这个是美国有史以来最巨大的自然灾害。
And what is left? What is the aftermath of this storm?
在这个飓风劫后的情形是怎样呢
?And we were all horrified by what we have seen.
我们都被我们所看见的来到吓亲。
But we haven't seen what could be the worst aftermath.
但其实劫后的惨况呢最令人震惊的话未被见到。
Over thousands and thousands of people lost their loved one.
成千上万的人不见了他心爱的人。
Over 100,000 of people lost their home.
几十万的人失去了他的家园。
They may never be able to return to their homeland.
他们可能永远再不能够再回去他以前的家园那里了。
This is a homeland that they have built in their whole lifetime.
这个是他这班在这居住的人一生之久他们亲手所建造的。
They worked their whole life, they saved up, and some of them were fortunate enough to buy a home there.
有些人他们一生之久来储钱然后够钱在那里来买间屋。
And this is what they think should be a normal routine life.
对他来讲这个一个很平常的应当的生活。
A life that we all supposed to deserve by working hard.
因着我们努力工作我们应该会得到的。
But overnight.
但是眨眼一夜之间。
One of the refugees said.
一个灾民是这么说。
Nothing was left. Nothing.
一无所有一无所有。
We were lacking, we don't have much to start with. Now we have even nothing.
在我们开始的时候我们没有几多东西但现在我们真的一无所有。
The only thing that I had under my name,
在我名下还有的呢
is a pair of shorts and my t-shirt.
只是一对袜子和一件的衬衫。
We estimate there's over $50 billion of loss at
this point. 我估计到现在为止有损失大概是5000亿。
Thousands of people will be suffering from this aftermath from the emotional trauma.
并且呢有成千上万的人呢心灵受到极大的创伤。
And 2 days after the Hurricane Katrina struck the Gulf Coast,
在这个Katrina 台风袭击这个墨西哥湾两日之后
the worst happened.
最坏的发生了。
Because of the wind and the pressure of the water.
因着水和水压的问题。
There's a lake right next to New Orleans.
在这个新奥尔良旁边有一个湖。
And the levee that was holding the water of the lake broke.
这个湖的堤坝呢就缺堤了。
It broke up to a 200 feet hole.
咁呢有这个缺堤呢有200尺咁长。
And this water would be raging into this city.
咁水呢就可以从这个湖呢来冲入新奥尔良市。
And they said that this water coming down is just harder than the Niagara Fall.
而冲出来的水呢更厉害过从尼加拉瓜大瀑布冲出来的水。
Within a very short time,
一段很短的时间
,80% of New Orleans was underwater.
新奥尔良市八成的地方就被水淹没了。
And part of the city was under 20 feet of water.
有部分的城市呢被水浸了20尺高。
I'm sure that you all have watch this on television.
相信大家在电视上都看过这一切了。
But today I want to talk about why do God, a God who is supposed to be filled with love and a good God, allow suffering.
早上我愿意跟大家有分享到为什么我认为一个神一位神是充满爱的为什么容许这些受苦的事情来发生呢
But why should we even believe in a GodThat allows suffering.
为什么我们可以信一位神这位神是容许受苦的呢
When strategy hits,
当这些灾难临到的时候
When we were just watching,
当我们在那里看
I think there's a sense of violation that strike inside every one of us.
相信在我们里面就有极大的冲击。
There's a sense of security that is lost.
里面感觉好像没了安全感。
I was told by someone just a couple of days ago.
遇到几日前遇到一个人。
He told me that someone has predicted there's three of the most disaster, natural disaster will happen.
有三有个人去预测咗有三个大灾难会临到嘅。
He said the one is predicted is the flooded of New Orleans.
被预测准嘅咧，第一个就系呢个新奥尔良嘅呢个水浸。
And he said another one is there's going to be a big earthquake in the Bay Area.
另外咧，这个人还预测喺呢个湾区会有大地震。
There's a sense of security is being shaken.When we look at what's happening around us,
当我们放眼来到周围看的时候，好像没什么安全感。
Life was certainly a routine to all of us.
当然生活好像有规律咁，每一日都是这样来到进行。
A very safe routine.
好像很安全咁样。
But suddenly it gets strike.
但是呢，现今好像受到很大的打击。
We invaded by fear.
我们被这个惧怕所来的恐吓。
All of a sudden, we are confronted by death.
突然间我们好像被这个死来到恐吓。
All of a sudden, we are confronted by what is the true meaning of life.
我们要面对死亡，我们要思想生命真正的意义。
When we are faced by a tragedy like Katrina.
我们要面对这个大灾难，好像这个大台风一样。
We are gripped by pain and shock.
我们遇见痛苦亦都十分的震惊。
Fear and anger.
里面有惧怕亦都有愤怒。
And uncertainty about what life is all about.
亦都对于生命究竟是什么东西我们没把握。
But what do tragedy teach us?
但这些的这个苦难究竟叫我们学习了什么功课呢?
What can tragedy Like Katrina can teach us.
这些苦难好像台风究竟教导了我们什么呢?
It teaches us to have a different perspective.
它教识了我们看事物有另外一个角度。
It teaches us to look at life at a different angle.
叫我们要看这个生命的时候从有另外一个角度来看。
It look at what matters the most in our life.
叫我再细思在生命的里面什么东西是最重要的。
And what are the things that has value in your life?
在我们生命的里面究竟什么是最有价值的。
The US News talk about the value of the sick relative.
在这个美国周刊里面讲到有价值的 就係佢有病嘅親戚。
The bundle babies
啊，就係嗰啲 BB 仔。
And something value to those people
啊，或者係嗰啲人覺得係有價值嘅。
And some of them were carrying their storm soaked family Bible
啊，有啲人就係俾啊帶住救出嗰啲被水浸過嘅啊聖經。
I was told by people who are pilots and sailor
啊，咁我就啊同嗰啲做機師嘅或者做水手嘅啊嚟傾過。
They said before there is all this navigation system, the GPS system.
佢話喺未有而家咁新進嘅科技嗰啲衛星導航系統之前
，the way they travel at night in order to go in the straight path, the right path.
啊，喺夜晚佢係要嚟到開船或者開飛機，能要開得一條嘅直線嘅話
，they try to align with the North Star.
啊，佢哋咧就嚟到睇呢個天上邊嘅北極星。
And by doing that, they were able to align their direction in the dark night.
啊，因住以呢個北極星做呢個基準，佢哋就能夠調校角度下一條嘅直線。
And same thing, strategy help us to align the meaning in our life.
啊，同樣嘅啊，苦難發生，叫我哋啊嚟到嘅調準，我哋究竟生活嘅意義喺邊度
？Because so often we are so busy.With our day-to-day living,
啊，因為每一日我哋都好似喺生活裏邊十分嘅忙碌。
We distracted by the things we care about.
我哋被我哋所以為緊要嘅事情啊嚟到找緊我哋注意。
But we lost the larger perspective.
啊，但係咧，我哋卻忘記咗更大更遠嘅。
And what is the true meaning? Good morning.
啊，早晨。
I'd like to once again welcome.All the friends amongst us.
啊，再一次嚟到歡迎啊，嚟到我哋當中嘅朋友們。
And greeting to all the brothers and sisters in the Lord.
啊，主內嘅弟兄們安好。
I'd like to first read a passage from the Bible.
啊，願意首先喺聖經裏邊讀一段嘅經文。
It's recorded in the book of Genesis.
喺聖經嘅創世記
，Chapter 3,
第三章。
Verse 7. Genesis is the first book in the Bible.
啊，創世記係聖經裏邊嘅第一卷書。
Chapter 3, verse 7.
啊，三章七節。
In the first few chapters of the book of Genesis.
在創世記頭幾章嘅裏邊咧
，I recorded how God had made man。
啊，記錄咗神點樣樣嚟到做人。
It also recorded how man fall away from their relationship with God。
亦都記載咗啊，人點樣樣嚟到離開神。
Man become disobedient。
啊，人啊嚟到反叛神。
Man become independent of God。
啊，人唔再要靠神嚟到存活。
And in verse 7, it recorded what happened.
在第七節裡這裡記錄了發生的事情。
Let's hear I read.
請聽我來讀。
Then the eyes of both of them, that's Adam and Eve, were open, and they realized that they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and make covering for themselves.
他們二人的眼睛就明亮了，才知道自己是赤身露體。便拿無花果的葉子，無花果樹的葉子為自己編作裙子。
I want you to pay attention to the word nakedness.
想大家嚟到留心赤身露體呢四個字。
This is not just referring to the physical part of the nakedness.
呢個唔單單係指住身體上邊嘅赤身露體。
This is referred to there's a lack, there's a deprive with Adam and Eve.
這裡乃是講到在亞當和夏娃身上有一個的缺乏。
There's a lack that nothing can fill their need.
乃是說到在他們那裡一個需要是沒有東西能夠填補供應的。
There's a lack of security.
在他們身上沒有安全感。
There's a feeling of being vulnerable.
是有一個的感覺就是很容易被襲擊。
So when Adam and Eve fall away from the relationship with God.
所以当亚当和夏娃离开了神，
the Bible records that they become naked.
圣经就说他们赤身露体。
They lost their security.
他们没有安全感。
They have nothing to hold on to.
他们没有东西能够找得住。
They have no true meaning in life.
在生命里面没有真正的意义。
This morning I'd like to actually start out sharing with you some of the news that's been happening in the last couple of weeks.
早上与同大家来分享在过去几个礼拜在新闻里面我们常常听到的事。
I'm sure everyone is aware of the tragedy of the Hurricane Katrina.
相信大家都听过这个的台风Katrina 所带来那些的灾难。
It struck the Gulf Coast overnight.
这个巨型的台风呢就来侵袭这个墨西哥湾这个城市。
Over 90,000 square miles of land were being struck.
在一晚之内呢有90,000平方里的这个土地就被这个台风来掠过。
It was a Category 5 hurricane.
是五级的 大台风。
They said that the wind was as high as 145 miles per hour.
这个台风呢个风速高达145英里。
And the coast was pounded by 25 feet tall of storms.
而这个海湾呢被这个25尺高的巨浪来袭击。
It struck the area of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama.
就嚟到襲擊呢個路易斯安那州、阿拉巴馬州同埋密西西比州三個州。
I want to read an article from the U.S. News.
願意喺呢個美國新聞週刊上邊一篇文章引一啲我讀出嚟俾大家聽。
It said it didn't look like America.
这个讲话真的不像美国。
The exodus of stunned refugee wading through waist high water.
那些惊惧惊恐的难民灾民是在这些漩涡里面要逃出来。
Carrying only what mattered the most.
所带的只能够他们最紧要的随身物件。
The sick relatives.
病的亲戚啦
，bundled babies，
扎起嘅 BB 啦
，storm soaked family Bibles，
最紧要嘅系家庭嘅圣经，但已经被水浸泡咗啦。
It looked like another country, the kind of place where armed bandits outnumber police。
好似喺另外一个好落后嘅国家，嗰啲强盗数目仲多过呢、这个警察嘅。
And desperate families search garbage dumpster for food.
有啲绝望嘅家庭周围去嗰啲垃圾堆里边嚟揾食物。
A place where the poorest of the poor die in the heat.
嗰啲穷人里边嘅穷人咧喺呢个高热里边嚟要死去。
Their corpses ignore on the side of the land.
尸体布满咗地面。
Across the Gulf Coast.
喺墨西哥湾嗰度。
Lifelong residents who thoughtThey have seen it all, were left with nothing in the wake of a storm.
那些一生之久在这些地方居住的人，以为他已经习惯寻常见过这些事情了，但是呢，经过这个风暴之后呢，他们一无所有。
And this is supposed to be the most devastating natural disaster ever in the land of the America.
这个是美国有史以来最巨大的自然灾害。
And what is left? What is the aftermath of this storm?
在这个飓风劫后的情形是怎样呢？
And we were all horrified by what we have seen.
我们都被我们所看见的来到吓亲。
But we haven't seen what could be the worst aftermath.
但其实劫后的惨况呢，最令人震惊的话未被见到。
Over thousands and thousands of people lost their loved one.
成千上万的人不见了他心爱的人。
Over 100,000 of people lost their home.
几十万的人失去了他的家园。
They may never be able to return to their homeland.
他们可能永远再不能够再回去以前的家园那里了。
This is a homeland that they have built in their whole lifetime.
啊，这个是他这班在这居住人一生之久他们亲手所建造的。
They worked their whole life, they saved up, and some of them were fortunate enough to buy a home there.
啊，有些人他们一生之久来储钱，然后够钱在那里来买间屋。
And this is what they think should be a normal routine life.
啊，对他来说这个是一个很平常的啊，应当的生活。
A life that we all supposed to deserve by working hard.
啊，因着我哋努力工作，我应该会得到嘅。
But overnight.
啊，但系眨眼一夜之间。
One of the refugees said.
啊，一个灾民系咁讲。
Nothing was left. Nothing.
啊，一无所有，一无所有。
We were lacking. We don't have much to start with. Now we have even nothing.
啊，喺我哋开始嘅时候，我哋冇几多嘢，但而家我哋真系一无所有。
The only thing that I had under my name,
啊，喺我名下还有嘅咧
，is a pair of shorts and my T-shirt.
啊，只系啊一对袜同埋一件嘅 T 一件嘅衬衫。
We estimate there's over $50 billion of lost at
that
point.
估计啊，到而家为止有损失大概系5000亿。
Thousands of people will be suffering from this aftermath from the emotional trauma.
并且呢有成千上万的人呢心灵受到极大的创伤。
And 2 days after the Hurricane Katrina struck the Gulf Coast,
在这个Katrina 台风袭击这个墨西哥湾两日之后
,the worst happened.
最坏的发生了。
Because of the wind and the pressure of the water,
因着水和水压的问题。
There's a lake right next to New Orleans.
在这个新奥尔良旁边有一个湖。
And the levee that was holding the water of the lake broke.
这个湖的堤坝呢就缺堤了。
It broke up to a 200 feet hole.
咁呢有这个缺堤呢有200尺咁长。
And this water would be raging into this city.
咁水呢就可以从这个湖呢来冲入新奥尔良市。
And they said that this water coming down is just harder than the Niagara Fall.
而冲出来的水呢仲厉害过从尼加拉瓜大瀑布冲出来的水。
Within a very short time,
一段很短的时间
,80% of New Orleans was underwater.
新奥尔良市八成的地方就被水淹没了。
And part of the city was under 20 feet of water.
有部分的城市呢被水浸了20尺高。
I'm sure that you all have watch this on television.
相信大家在电视上都看过这一切了。
But today I want to talk about why do God, a God who is supposed to be filled with love and a good God, allow suffering.
早上我愿意跟大家分享到为什么我认为一位神是充满爱的，为什么容许这些受苦的事情来发生呢？
But why should we even believe in a God?That allows suffering.
点解我哋可以信一位神？呢位神系容许受苦嘅咧
？When strategy hits
当呢啲灾难临到嘅时候
，When we were just watching
当我哋喺度睇
，I think there's a sense of violation that strike inside every one of us.
相信在我们里面呢就极有极大的冲击。
There's a sense of security that is lost.
里面感觉好像没了安全感。
I was told by someone just a couple of days ago.
遇到几日前遇到一个人。
He told me that someone has predicted there's 3 of the most natural disaster will happen.
他说有个人预测了有3个大灾难会临到嘅。
He said the one is predicted is the flooded of New Orleans.
被预测准嘅咧，第一个就系呢个新奥尔良嘅呢个水浸。
And he said another one is there's going to be a big earthquake in the Bay Area.
另外咧，这个人还预测喺呢个湾区会有大地震。
There's a sense of security is being shaken when we look at what's happening around us.
当我们放眼来到周围看的时候好像没什么安全感。
Life was certainly a routine to all of us.
当然生活好像有规律地每一天都是这样来进行。
a very safe routine，
好似好安全咁樣。
But suddenly it gets strike。
啊，但係咧，啊，現今好似受咗好大打擊。
We invaded by fear。
我哋被呢個懼怕所嚟嘅恐嚇。
All sudden we are confronted by death。
啊，突然間我哋好似啊被呢個死嚟嘅恐嚇。
All sudden we confronted by what is the true meaning of life。
我哋要面對啊死亡，我哋要思想啊生命真正嘅意義。
When we faced by a tragedy like Katrina。
啊！我哋要面對啊呢、這個大災難，好似呢個大颱風一樣。
We're gripped by pain and shock。
啊！我哋要預見啊痛苦，亦都啊十分嘅啊震驚。
Fear and anger。
啊！裡面有懼怕，亦都有憤怒。
And uncertainty about what life is all about。
啊！亦都啊，對於生命究竟係咩嘢咧，我哋冇把握。
But what do tragedy teach us？
啊！但呢啲嘅呢個啊苦難咁樣啊，叫我學習咗咩功課咧
？What can tragedy like Katrina can teach us？
啊！呢啲嘅苦難，好似個颱風，究竟教導咗我哋咩嘢咧
？It teaches us to have a different perspective。
佢啊教識咗我哋啊睇事物有另外一個嘅角度。
It teaches us to look at life at a different angle。
啊！叫我哋去睇呢個生命嘅時候，從有另外一個角度嚟去睇。
You look at what matters the most in our life.
啊，叫我再啊細思喺生命嘅裏面，乜嘢係嘢係最緊要嘅
？And what are the things that has value in your life?
喺我哋生命嘅裏面，究竟咩嘢係最有價值嘅
？The U.S. News talk about the value of the sick relative.
喺呢個美國啊週刊裏邊講到有價值嘅就係佢有病嘅親戚
，the bundle babies.
啊，就係嗰啲 BB 仔。
And something value to those people.
啊，或者係嗰啲人覺得係有價值嘅。
And some of them were carrying their storm-soaked family Bible.
啊，有啲人就係俾啊帶住救出嗰啲被水浸過嘅啊聖經。
I was told by people who are pilots and sailor.
啊，咁我就啊同嗰啲做機師嘅或者做水手嘅啊嚟傾過。
They said before there is all this navigation system, the GPS system.
佢話喺未有而家咁新進嘅科技嗰啲衛星導航系統之前
，the way they travel at night in order to go in the straight path, the right path.
啊，喺夜晚佢係要嚟到開船或者開飛機，能要開得一條嘅直線嘅話
，they try to align with the North Star.
啊，佢哋咧就嚟到睇呢個天上邊嘅北極星。
And by doing that, they were able to align their direction in the darkest, in the dark night.
啊，因住以呢個北極星做呢個基準，佢哋就能夠調校角度下一條嘅直線。
And same thing, strategy help us to align our, the meaning in our life.
啊，同樣嘅啊，苦難發生，叫我哋啊嚟到嘅調準，我哋究竟生活嘅意義喺邊度
？Because so often we are so busy.With our day-to-day living,
啊，因為每一日我哋都好似喺生活裏邊十分嘅忙碌。
We distracted by the things we care about.
我哋被我哋所以為緊要嘅事情啊嚟到抓緊我哋注意。
But we lost the larger perspective.
啊，但係咧，我哋卻忘記咗更大更遠嘅。
And what is the true meaning? Good morning.
啊，早晨。
I'd like to once again welcome.All the friends amongst us.
啊，再一次嚟到歡迎啊，嚟到我哋當中嘅朋友們。
And greeting to all the brothers and sisters in the Lord.
啊，主內嘅弟兄們安好。
I'd like to first read a passage from the Bible.
啊，願意首先喺聖經裏邊讀一段嘅經文。
It's recorded in the book of Genesis.
喺聖經嘅創世記
，Chapter 3，
第三章。
Verse 7. Genesis is the first book in the Bible.
啊，創世記係聖經裏邊嘅第一卷書。
Chapter 3, verse 7.
啊，三章七節。
In the first few chapters of the book of Genesis.
在創世記頭幾章嘅裏邊咧
，I recorded how God had made man。
記錄咗神點樣樣嚟到做人。
It also recorded how man fall away from their relationship with God.
亦都記載咗人點樣樣嚟到離開神。
Man become disobedient.
人嚟到反叛神。
Man become independent of God.
人唔再要靠神嚟到存活。
And in verse 7, it recorded what happened.
在第七節裡這裡記錄了發生的事情。
Let's hear I read.
請聽我來讀。
Then the eyes of both of them, that's Adam and Eve, were open, and they realized that they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and make covering for themselves.
他們二人的眼睛就明亮了，才知道自己是赤身露體。便拿无花果的叶子，无花果树的叶子为自己编作裙子。
I want you to pay attention to the word nakedness.
想大家嚟到留心赤身露体呢四个字。
This is not just referring to the physical part of the nakedness.
呢个唔单单系指住身体上边嘅赤身露体。
This is referred to there's a lack, there's a deprive with Adam and Eve.
這裡乃是講到在亞當和夏娃身上有一個的缺乏。
There's a lack that nothing can fill their need.
乃是說到在他們那裡一個需要是沒有東西能夠填補供應的。
There's a lack of security.
在他們身上沒有安全感。
There's a feeling of being vulnerable.
是有一個的感覺就是很容易被襲擊。
So when Adam and Eve fall away from the relationship with God,
所以当亚当和夏娃离开了神，
the Bible records that they become naked.
圣经就说他们赤身露体。
They lost their security.
他们没有安全感。
They have nothing to hold on to.
他们没有东西能够找得住。
They have no true meaning in life.
在生命里面没有真正的意义。
This morning I'd like to actually start out sharing with you some of the news that's been happening in the last couple of weeks.
早上與同大家嚟分享喺過去幾個禮拜喺新聞裏邊，我哋常常聽到個事。
I'm sure everyone is aware of the tragedy of the Hurricane Katrina.
相信大家都聽過呢個嘅颱風Katrina 所帶嚟嗰啲嘅災難。
It struck the Gulf Coast overnight.
这个巨型的台风呢就来侵袭这个西哥湾这个城市。
Over 90,000 square miles of land were being struck.
在一晚之内呢有9万平方里的这个土地就被这个台风来掠过。
It was a category 5 hurricane.
是5级的 大台风。
They said that the wind was as high as 145 miles per hour.
这个台风呢个风速高达145英里。
And the coast was pounded by 25 feet tall of storms.
咁而这个海湾呢被这个25尺高的巨浪来袭击。
It struck the area of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama.
就来袭击这个路易斯安那州阿拉巴马州同埋密西西比州三个州。
I want to read an article from the U.S. News.
愿意喺呢个美国新闻周刊上边一篇文章引一啲我读出嚟俾大家听。
It said it didn't look like America.
呢度讲话真系唔似美国。
The exodus of stunned refugee wading through waist high water.
那些惊惧惊恐的难民灾民是在这些漩涡里面要逃出来。
Carrying only what mattered the most.
所带的只能够他们最紧要的随身物件。
The sick relatives.
病的亲戚。
Bundled babies.
扎起的 BB。
Storm soaked family Bibles.
最重要的是家庭的圣经，但已经被水浸泡了。
It looked like another country, the kind of place where armed bandits outnumber police.
好似喺另外一個好落後嘅國家，嗰啲強盜啊，數目仲多過呢、這個警察嘅。
And desperate families search garbage dumpster for food。
啊，有啲絕望嘅家庭周圍去嗰啲垃圾堆裏邊嚟揾食物。
A place where the poorest of the poor die in the heat。
啊，嗰啲窮人裏邊嘅窮人咧，喺呢個高熱裏邊嚟要死去。
Their corpses ignore on the side of the land.
啊，屍體佈滿咗地面。
Across the Gulf Coast.
啊，喺墨西哥灣嗰度。
Lifelong residents who thought they have seen it all were left with nothing in the wake of a storm.
啊，嗰啲一生之久喺呢啲地方居住嘅人，以為佢已經習慣尋常見過曬呢啲嘅事情啦，但係咧，經過呢一個風暴之後咧，佢哋一無所有。
And this is supposed to be the most devastating natural disaster ever in the land of the America.
啊，呢個係美國有史以嚟最巨大嘅自然災害。
And what is left? What is the aftermath of this storm?
喺呢個颶風劫後嘅情形係點樣咧
？And we were all horrified by what we have seen.
啊，我哋都被我哋所睇見嘅嚟到嚇親。
But we haven't seen what could be the worst aftermath.
但其實劫後的慘況呢最令人震驚的話未被見到。
Over thousands and thousands of people lost their loved one.
成千上萬的人不見了他心愛的人。
Over 100,000 of people lost their home.
幾十萬的人失去了他的家園。
They may never be able to return to their homeland.
他們可能永遠再不能再回去以前的家園那裡了。
This is a homeland that they have built for in their whole lifetime.
啊，呢個係佢呢班喺度居住人一生之久，佢係親手所建造嘅。
They work their whole life, they save up, and some of them were fortunate enough to buy a home there.
啊，有啲人佢一生之久嚟到儲錢，然之後咧夠錢喺嗰度嚟買間屋。
And this is what they think should be a normal routine life.
啊，對佢嚟講呢個一個好平常嘅應當嘅生活。
A life that we all supposed to deserve by working hard.
啊，因着我哋努力工作，我应该会得到嘅。
But overnight.
啊，但系眨眼一夜之间。
One of the refugees said.
啊，一个灾民系咁讲。
Nothing was left. Nothing.
啊，一无所有，一无所有。
We were lacking. We don't have much to start with. Now we have even nothing.
啊，喺我哋开始嘅时候，我哋冇几多嘢，但而家我哋真系一无所有。
The only thing that I had under my name,
喺我名下还有嘅咧
，is a pair of shorts and my T-shirt.
只系一对袜同埋一件嘅衬衫。
We estimate there's over $50 billion of lost at this point.
估计到而家为止有损失大概系5000亿。
Thousands of people will be suffering from this aftermath from the emotional trauma.
並且咧有成千上萬嘅人咧心靈受到極大嘅創傷。
And 2 days after the Hurricane Katrina struck the Gulf Coast，
喺呢個Katrina 颱風襲擊呢個墨西哥灣兩日之後
，the worst happened。
最壞嘅發生啦。
Because of the wind and the pressure of the water，
因着水同埋水壓嘅問題。
There's a lake right next to New Orleans。
喺呢個新奧爾良旁邊有一個嘅湖。
And the levee that was holding the water of the lake broke.
这个湖的堤坝呢就缺堤了。
It broke up to a 200 feet hole.
咁呢有这个缺堤呢有200尺咁长。
And this water would be raging into this city.
咁水呢就可以从这个湖呢来要冲入新奥尔良市。
And they said that this water coming down is just harder than the Niagara Fall.
而冲出嚟嘅水咧，仲厉害过从尼加拉瓜大瀑布冲出嚟嘅水。
Within a very short time，
一段好短嘅时间。
80% of New Orleans was underwater。
新奥尔良市八成嘅地方就俾水淹没啦。
And part of the city was under 20 feet of water。
有部分嘅城市咧被水浸咗20尺高。
I'm sure that you all have。Watch this on television.
相信大家喺電視度都睇過呢一切啦。
But today I want to talk about why do God, a God who is supposed to be filled with love and a good God, allow suffering?
啊，早上我愿意同大家有分享到啊，点解我认为一个神，一位神啊系充满爱嘅，点解容许啊啲啊受苦啊嘅事情嚟发生呢
？Why should we even believe in a God that allows suffering？
啊，点解我哋啊可以信一位神？呢位神系容许啊受苦嘅咧
？When strategy hits。
啊、当这些灾难临到的时候
When we were just watching、
啊、当我们在那里看
I think there's a sense of violation that strike inside every one of us、
啊、相信在我们里面呢就极、啊、有极大的冲击
There's a sense of security that is lost、
啊、里面感觉、啊、好像没有安全感
I was told by someone just a couple of days ago
遇到幾日前遇到一個人
He told me that someone has predicted there's three of the most disaster, natural disaster will happen.
他說、啊、有三有個人預測了有三、個大災難會臨到的。
He said the one is predicted is the flood of New Orleans.、
啊、被預測準的第一個就是這個新奧爾良的這個水浸。
And he said another one is there's going to be a big earthquake.In the Bay Area.
另外咧，这个人还啊啊预测喺呢个湾区会有大地震。
There's a sense of security is being shaken when we look at what's happening around us.
啊，当我哋放眼嚟到周围睇嘅时候，好似冇乜安全感。
Life was certainly a routine to all of us.
啊，当然生活好似啊有规律咁啊，每一日都系咁嚟到进行。
A very safe routine.
好似好安全咁樣。
But suddenly it gets strike、
啊。但係呢、啊、現今好似受到好大打擊。
We invaded by fear。
我哋被呢個懼怕所嚟嘅恐嚇。
All of a sudden we are confronted by death、
啊。突然間我哋好似、啊、被呢個死嚟嘅恐嚇。
All of a sudden we confronted by what is the true meaning of life。
我哋要面對、啊、死亡，我哋要思想、啊、生命真正嘅意義。
When we face by a tragedy like Katrina,
啊，我哋要面对啊呢、这个大灾难，好似呢个大台风一样。
We're gripped by pain and shock.
啊，我哋要遇见啊痛苦，亦都啊十分嘅啊震惊。
Fear and anger.
啊，里面有惧怕，亦都有愤怒。
And uncertainty about what life is all about.
啊，亦都啊对于生命究竟系咩嘢咧，我哋冇把握。
But what do tragedy teach us?
但呢啲嘅呢个啊苦难咁样啊，叫我学习咗咩功课咧
？What can tragedy like Katrina can teach us？
啊，呢啲嘅苦难，好似个台风，究竟教导咗我哋咩嘢咧
？It teaches us to have a different perspective。
佢啊教识咗我哋啊睇事物有另外一个嘅角度。
It teaches us to look at life at a different angle。
啊，叫我哋要睇呢个生命嘅时候，从有另外一个角度嚟去睇。
You look at what matters the most in our life.
啊，叫我再啊细思喺生命嘅里面，乜嘢系嘢系最紧要嘅
？And what are the things that has value in your life?
喺我哋生命嘅里面，究竟咩嘢系最有价值嘅
？The U.S. News talk about the value of the sick relative.
喺呢个美国啊周刊里边讲到有价值嘅就系佢有病嘅亲戚。
The bundle babies.
啊，就系嗰啲 BB 仔。
And something value to those people.
啊，或者系嗰啲人觉得系有价值嘅。
And some of them were carrying their storm-soaked family Bible.
啊，有啲人就系俾啊带住救出嗰啲被水浸过嘅啊圣经。
I was told by people who are pilots and sailor.
啊，咁我就啊同嗰啲做机师嘅或者做水手嘅啊嚟倾过。
They said before there is all this navigation system, the GPS system.
佢話喺未有而家咁新進嘅科技嗰啲衛星導航系統之前
，the way they travel at night in order to go in the straight path, the right path.
啊，喺夜晚佢係要嚟到開船或者開飛機，能要開得一條嘅直線嘅話
，they try to align with the North Star.
啊，佢哋咧就嚟到睇呢個天上邊嘅北極星。
And by doing that, they were able to align their direction in the dark night.
啊，因住以呢個北極星做呢個基準，佢哋就能夠啊哦調校角度下一條嘅直線。
And same thing, strategy help us to align our, the meaning in our life.
啊，同樣嘅啊苦難發生，叫我哋啊嚟到嘅調準，我哋究竟生活嘅意義喺邊度
？Because so often we are so busy with our day-to-day living.
啊，因為每一日我哋都好似喺生活裏邊十分嘅忙碌。
We distracted by the things we care about.
我哋被我哋所以為緊要嘅事情啊嚟到抓緊我哋注意。
But we lost the larger perspective.
啊，但係咧，我哋卻忘記咗更大更遠嘅。
And what is the true meaning? Good morning.
啊，早晨。
I'd like to once again welcome all the friends amongst us.
啊，再一次嚟到歡迎啊嚟到我哋當中嘅朋友們。
And greeting to all the brothers and sisters in the Lord.
啊，主內嘅弟兄們安好。
I'd like to first read a passage from the Bible.
啊，願意首先喺聖經裏邊讀一段嘅經文。
It's recorded in the book of Genesis.
喺聖經嘅創世記
，Chapter 3。
第三章
，verse 7，
第七节
，Genesis is the first book in the Bible。
啊，创世记系圣经里边嘅第一卷书
，Chapter 3，verse 7。
啊，三章七节。
In the first few chapters of the book of Genesis,
在創世記頭幾章嘅裏邊咧
，I recorded how God had made man.
啊，記錄咗神點樣樣嚟到做人。
It also recorded how man fall away from their relationship with God.
亦都記載咗啊人點樣樣嚟到離開神。
Man become disobedient.
啊，人啊嚟到反叛神。
Man become independent of God.
啊、人不再要靠神来存活。
And in verse 7, it recorded what happened.
在第七节里、啊、这里记录了、啊、发生的事情。
Let's hear I read.、
啊、请听我来读。
Then the eyes of both of them, that's Adam and Eve, were open, and they realized that they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and make covering for themselves.、
啊、他们二人的眼睛就明亮了。才知道自己是赤身露體，便拿無花果的葉子、無花果樹的葉子為自己編作裙子。
I want you to pay attention to the word nakedness.
啊，想大家嚟到留心赤身露體呢四個字。
This is not just referring to the physical part of the nakedness.
啊，呢個唔單單係指住身體上邊嘅赤身露體。
This is referred to there's a lack.There's a deprive with Adam and Eve.
啊，呢度乃系讲到喺亚当同埋夏娃啊身上边有一个嘅缺乏。
There's a lack that nothing can fill their need.
啊，乃系话到喺佢哋嗰度一个需要系冇嘢能够啊填补供应嘅。
There's a lack of security.
喺佢哋身上啊冇安全感。
There's a feeling of being vulnerable.
啊，係有一個嘅啊感覺啊，就係好容易被襲擊。
So when Adam and Eve fall away from the relationship with God，
啊，所以當亞當同埋夏娃啊離開咗神
，the Bible recorded they become naked。
啊，聖經就話佢哋赤身露體。
They lost their security。
佢哋冇安全感。
They have nothing to hold on to。
佢哋冇嘢能夠抓得住。
They have no true meaning in life.
在生命里面没有真正的意义。
This morning, I'd like to actually start out sharing with you some of the news that's been happening in the last couple of weeks.
啊，早上与同大家来分享在过去啊几个礼拜在新闻里边我们常常听到的事。
I'm sure everyone is aware of the tragedy of the Hurricane Katrina.
啊，相信大家都听过啊这个嘅台风。Katrina 所帶嚟啊嗰啲嘅災難
，It struck the Gulf Coast overnight。
啊，呢一個嘅巨型嘅颱風咧，就嚟侵襲呢個墨西哥灣啊呢個城市。
Over 90 thousand square miles of land were being struck.
喺一晚之內咧，有九萬平方里嘅呢個土地就俾呢個颱風嚟掠過。
It was a Category 5 hurricane.
係五級嘅大颱風。
They said that the wind was as high as 145 miles per hour.
呢個颱風咧個風速高達145英里。
And the coast was pounded by 25 feet tall of storms.
咁而呢個海灣咧被呢個25尺高嘅巨浪嚟襲擊。
It struck the area of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama.
就嚟襲擊呢個路易斯安那州、阿拉巴馬州同埋密西西比州三個州。
I want to read an article from the U.S. News.
願意喺呢個美國新聞週刊上邊一篇文章引一啲我讀出嚟俾大家聽。
It said it didn't look like America.
呢度講話真係唔似美國。
The exodus of stunned refugee wading through waist high water.
嗰啲驚懼驚恐嘅難民灾民是在这些漩涡里面要逃出来。
Carrying only what mattered the most.
所带的呢只能够他们最紧要的随身物件。
The sick relatives.
病的亲戚啦。
Bundled babies.
扎起的 BB 啦。
Storm-soaked family Bibles.
最紧要的是家庭的圣经但已经被水浸泡了。
It looked like another country, the kind of place where armed bandits outnumber police.
好似喺另外一个好落后嘅国家，嗰啲强盗数目仲多过呢个警察嘅。
And desperate families search garbage dumpster for food.
有啲绝望嘅家庭周围去嗰啲垃圾堆里边嚟揾食物。
A place where the poorest of the poor die in the heat.
那些窮人裏面的窮人呢在這個高熱裏面要死去。
Their corpses ignore on the side of the land.
屍體佈滿了地面。
Across the Gulf Coast,
在墨西哥灣那裡。
Lifelong residents who thought they have seen it all were left with nothing in the wake of a storm.
那些一生之久在這些地方居住的人以為他們已經習慣尋常見過這些事情了。但是呢经过这个风暴之后呢他们一无所有。
And this is supposed to be the most devastating natural disaster ever in the land of the America.
这个是美国有史以来最巨大的自然灾害。
And what is left? What is the aftermath of this storm?
在这个飓风劫后的情形是怎样呢?
And we were all horrified by what we have seen.
我哋都被我哋所睇见嘅嚟到吓亲。
But we haven't seen what could be the worst aftermath.
但系其实劫后嘅惨况咧，最令人震惊嘅话未被见到。
Over thousands and thousands of people lost their loved one.
成千上万嘅人唔见咗佢心爱嘅人。
Over 100,000 of people lost their home.
几十万嘅人失去咗佢嘅家园。
They may never be able to return.To their homeland.
他们可能永远再不能够再回去以前的家园那里了。
This is a homeland that they have built in their whole lifetime.
这个是他这帮在这居住的人一生之久他们亲手所建造的。
They worked their whole life, they saved up, and some of them were fortunate enough to buy a home there.
有些人他们一生之久来储钱然后够钱在那里买间屋。
And this is what they think should be a normal routine life.
对他来说这个一个很平常的应当的生活。
A life that we all supposed to deserve by working hard.
因着我们努力工作我应该会得到的。
But overnight.
但是眨眼一夜之间。
One of the refugees said.
一个灾民是这么说。
Nothing was left. Nothing.
一无所有一无所有。
We were lacking, we don't have much to start with. Now we have even nothing.
在我们开始的时候我们没有几多东西但现在我们真的一无所有。
The only thing that I had under my name,
在我名下还有的呢
is a pair of shorts and my t-shirt.
只是一对袜和一件衬衫。
We estimate there's over $50 billion of loss at this point.
我估計啊，到而家為止有損失大概係5000亿。
Thousands of people will be suffering from this aftermath from the emotional trauma.
並且咧有成千上萬嘅人咧心靈受到極大嘅創傷。
And 2 days after the Hurricane Katrina struck the Gulf Coast.
喺呢個Katrina 颱風襲擊呢個墨西哥灣兩日之後。
The worst happened.
最壞嘅發生啦。
Because of the wind and the pressure of the water.
因着水同埋水壓嘅問題。
There's a lake right next to New Orleans.
喺呢個新奧爾良旁邊有一個嘅湖。
And the levee that was holding the water of the lake broke.
呢個湖嘅堤壩咧就缺堤啦。
It broke up to a 200 feet hole.
咁咧有呢個缺堤咧有200尺咁長。
And this water would be raging into this city.
咁水咧就可以從呢個湖咧嚟到沖入新奧爾良市。
And they said that this water coming down is just harder than the Niagara Fall.
而沖出嚟嘅水咧仲厲害過從尼加拉瓜大瀑布沖出嚟嘅水。
Within a very short time.
一段好短嘅時間。
80% of New Orleans was underwater.
新奧爾良市80%嘅地方就被水淹沒啦。
And part of the city was under 20 feet of water.
有部分嘅城市咧。被水浸咗20尺高。
I think I'm sure that you all have watched this on television.
相信大家喺電視度都睇過呢一切啦。
But today I want to talk about why do God, a God who is supposed to be filled with love and a good God, allow suffering?
早上我願意同大家有分享到點解我認為一個神一位神係充滿愛嘅，點解容許啲受苦嘅事情嚟到發生呢？
Why should we even believe in a God that allows suffering？
點解我哋可以信一位神，呢位神係容許受苦嘅呢？
When strategy hits
當呢啲災難臨到嘅時候。
When we were just watching,
當我哋喺度睇
，I think there's a sense of violation that strike inside every one of us.
相信喺我哋裏面咧就極有極大嘅衝擊。
There's a sense of security that is lost.
裏邊感覺好似冇咗安全感。
I was told by someone just a couple of days ago.
遇到幾日前遇到一個人。
He told me that someone has predicted there's 3 of the most disaster, natural disaster will happen.
有三有個人預測咗有三個大災難會臨到嘅。
He said the one is predicted is the flooded of New Orleans.
被預測準嘅咧，第一個就係呢個新奧爾良嘅呢個水浸。
And he said another one is there's going to be a big earthquake in the Bay Area.
另外咧，呢個人還預測喺呢個灣區會有大地震。
There's a sense of security is being shaken when we look at what's happening around us.
當我哋放眼嚟到周圍睇嘅時候，好似冇乜安全感。
Life was certainly a routine to all of us.
當然生活好似有規律咁每一日都係咁嚟到進行。
A very safe routine.
好似好安全咁樣。
But suddenly it gets strike.
但是呢現今好像受到很大的打擊。
We invaded by fear.
我們被這個懼怕所來的恐嚇。
All of a sudden we are confronted by death.
突然間我們好像被這個死來的恐嚇。
All of a sudden we are confronted by what is the true meaning of life.
我們要面對死亡，我們要思想生命真正的意義。
When we face by a tragedy like Katrina,
我哋要面對這個大災難，好似呢個大颱風一樣。
We're gripped by pain and shock。
我哋要預見痛苦，亦都十分嘅震驚。
Fear and anger。
裡面有懼怕，亦都有憤怒。
And uncertainty about what life is all about。
亦都對於生命究竟係咩嘢咧，我哋冇把握。
But what do tragedy teach us？
但呢啲嘅呢個苦難咁樣叫我學習咗咩功課咧
？What can tragedy like Katrina can teach us?
呢啲嘅苦难好似个台风，究竟教导咗我哋咩嘢咧
？It teaches us to have a different perspective.
佢教识咗我哋睇事物有另外一个嘅角度。
It teaches us to look at life at a different angle.
叫我哋要睇呢个生命嘅时候，从有另外一个角度嚟去睇。
You look at what matters the most in our life.
叫我再细思。在生命的里面什么东西是最重要的
And what are the things that has value in your life?
在我们生命的里面究竟什么东西是最有价值的
The US News talk about the value of the sick relative
在这个美国周刊里面讲到有价值的就是他有病的亲戚
The bundle babies
就是那些 BB 仔
And something value to those people
或者是那些人觉得是有价值的
And some of them were carrying their storm-soaked family Bible.
有啲人就係俾帶住救出嗰啲被水浸過嘅聖經。
I was told by people who are pilots and sailor.
咁我就同嗰啲做機師嘅或者做水手嘅嚟傾過。
They said before there is all this navigation system, the GPS system.
他说在未有现在这么新进的科技那些卫星导航系统之前
The way they travel at night in order to go in the straight path, the right path
在夜晚他们要来到开船或者开飞机然后要开得一条的直线的话
They try to align with the North Star
他们呢就来到看这个天上边的北极星
And by doing that they were able to align the directionin the dark night.
因住以呢个北极星做呢个基准，佢哋就能够调校角度下一条嘅直线。
And same thing, strategy help us to align the meaning in our life.
同样嘅苦难发生，叫我哋嚟到嘅调准，我哋究竟生活嘅意义喺边度
？Because so often we are so busy with our day-to-day living.
因为每一日我哋都好似喺生活里边十分嘅忙碌
，we distracted by the things we care about。
我哋被我哋所以为紧要嘅事情嚟到抓紧我哋注意
，but we lost the larger perspective。
但系咧，我哋却忘记咗更大更远嘅。
And what is the true meaning?